Before we start, let's please take a moment of silence for the death of my favorite mug.
Best to give me your loyalty, cause I'm taking the world, you'll see. They'll be calling me, calling me. They'll be calling me royalty.
Welcome back to Shrek Attack. I'm Brandon Shrekengoss, your host. Today we are going to talk about more Dispatch episodes 5 and 6, which I felt were shorter, but a lot happened. So it may have just been that since a lot happened, it felt like time went really fast. I'm not sure, but I feel like they were shorter. But with so much happening, I'm kind of okay with it. With that being said, I'm not sure how we are going to wrap this up. There are so many arcs. I don't know how we're going to wrap this up in the last two episodes if they are not longer. I have no clue, because I just feel like there's so many things happening, and I'm going to talk about my feelings on these episodes. I'll go into some of the choices I made, and then I'm going to talk about some theories I've heard that I kind of buy. So, no spoilers, potentially major spoilers. Episodes 5 and 6 were the best episodes so far, hands down, no contest, easily the best two episodes. And that's not saying anything against the first four episodes. It's just that these two episodes were so much more impactful than the first four episodes. And a lot happened in the first four episodes, but I feel like it was building up. And here we are into the meat and potatoes of the game. Episodes 5 and 6 were just masterclass. I haven't felt that way in a while during a game. The character building has been great. The team building has been great. The mini games have progressively gotten better and better, I feel. We are kind of in the thick of the plot, and it's just everything happening. It's just the characters are so well written. The plot is so damn good, and the story is about not only your character, but the Z team, the people around you. It's turning into an underdog story, and it's getting emotional. I shed some tears. No shame in my game, I shed some tears. I felt some of the choices you made during this session were kind of, well, I think there was like one major decision that was important. The storyline seems mostly fixed to like, no matter what you pick, although it does say choices matter, and we are getting into the season finale this week, so I guess we will find out what all choices do matter here pretty soon. Once again, I will state, I think this game is fully worth the $30 that it's priced at, and I would go as far to say, now that I've learned some stuff, which I'll get into in the next session, I think the deluxe version is worth it for the story. I think the deluxe version, which I believe is $40, is probably worth it, and I kind of regret not getting it. I actually might fork out the extra $10 this week to look at the deluxe edition before I play the final two games, just because it is the comic book of what happened before everything that happens in this game. It's the comic book that is the origin story of your father. Now, with that being said, I'm going to get into spoilers now, so you have been warned. We only had 4 minutes of not spoilers this time, but I just feel like I need to get into this. There's just so much to say, so if you don't want to hear spoilers, this is your chance. Get out. Come back later. Thank you for making it this far. Remember where you are. About 4 minutes and 10 seconds. 3, 2, 1... Okay, we're getting into spoilers now. The deluxe version is what happened with your father. And that is important, which this isn't the section I want to get into, but that's important for whenever I get into the theory question. I found this out by watching some YouTube videos of theories, because I'm fucking obsessed with this game. And I do agree with some of them, and I'm going to talk about the theories I think I agree with towards the end. I've had some of my own theories that I looked online, and some of them matched, some of them didn't. And I think the ones that match are the ones I'm going to be talking about. This part of the game is the episode 5 was about team bonding. I think that was actually the title was team bonding. I think the only real important decision is after you have two dispatch sessions. Well, you find out that there's a poll that of what superhero you used to be because you haven't told them yet. Let's start there. And then you have two dispatch sessions where they're just discussing who you could be. After your dispatch sessions, the team ask you if you want to go out to the bar with them. They have finally kind of accepted you. They start thinking you're cool. So you go out to the supervillain bar with them because they all used to be villains. And this is the bar that they know from their villain time that they enjoy. I guess maybe, I don't know, cheaper drinks or something. Long story short, you go there, you team bond some more, and then you get into a bar fight, which was just incredibly done because you're going back and forth between after the fight while you are getting 3 a.m. tacos and back into the fight, and your choices or your QTEs, quick time events, during those events match back and forth into each other. It's really fucking sick. Really well done. Props to the animation team, the writers, and everything. Really well done sequence. Before the fight at the bar, you are talking to Invisigal. Vizzy, as they call her now, because I guess you're friends. And I mentioned last episode that I chose to go on a quote-unquote date with Vizzy. And you mentioned the date a little bit. And I said it wasn't a date because I wanted to go after Blonde Blazer. However, in the moment, Blonde Blazer was texting me. I said, rain check. She said, yeah. And Vizzy, I was talking to over the intercom. I just felt like it was more appropriate to go with Vizzy in that situation because I didn't want to be like, yeah, well, fuck you, you know? So yeah, I was like, yeah, it wasn't a date. And where she was like, yeah, you came and bought me my favorite snacks and whatnot. If you play your cards right, you could eat something else. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So I think I'm kind of locked into the Vizzy storyline now. I think I'm locked into dating her, which is unfortunate because of how it played out. I thought I would have the choice to go back to Blonde Blazer. I'm kind of okay with my decision right now, but it is what it is. But later on in that conversation, she mentions that maybe you should let the team know that you were Mecha Man and that you should rip the Band-Aid off because they still think that you are a narc. They still think you're the good guy who's going to turn on them. Which leads me to the important decision that I've been trying to talk about. You get to decide if you let them know that you are Mecha Man or if you are just Robert Robertson. And I went with letting them know that I'm Mecha Man. I do believe that this team needs to trust me. I do believe that this will help. And Flambe, who you caught before as Mecha Man, kind of goes berserk, tries to kill you, flies off. And it kind of turns out to be a touching scene because Golem protects you. Waterboy vomits up his water to put out the flames. And the team just really shows that they are there for you. At the beginning of the next episode, you're testing the suit, the whole team's there, and you're like, hey, it really means a lot that you guys are here for me. And they're like, well, we had a bet, and we're just here to see before we pay up on the bet, you know? So you're kind of in, but you're not all the way in, you know? And Flambe takes the next day off because he's pissed off that you caught him before. During that test, you're unable to recreate the Astro Pulse, which is what powers up your suit. It's very Iron Man-like, so that's important for later, where I think the story gets fucking emotional. The part where I shed tears. You're unable to... You blow up, you end up in a coma. Well, quote-unquote coma. You're out for like 14, 15 hours, I think they said. Then you wake up to Chase, sitting there, accusing you of going out with Vizzy. And I know I'm kind of recapping here, but it's kind of important for where we are going with this. You tell him what I've been saying all along, is that she needs a little extra because you see the potential in her. You see the potential in all the team. So I'm glad that we took that route. Royd is also there and he said he's ready to give up. He can't recreate the Astro Pulse, which you tell him that you believe in him or whatever choice you want to go with. And I just think that everything has been well done. There's a dispatch after this and then we get into the fucking shit. You go back to your apartment, you're drinking, talking to Beef, that's your dog. And then people start showing up. They are throwing you a surprise housewarming party because Royd has laid out that your home has nothing but like a fucking plastic chair and a fridge. Like, your home is depressing. So they throw a housewarming party and they bring you a bunch of fucking lamps because they don't know what else to bring you. During this party, they come up with a plan because they say that during that explosion, they realize they've seen this before out in the field, the Z team, Vizzy in particular. So they are able to track every explosion they've seen like that. and they track down one at the warehouse by the docks, because it's always the warehouse by the docks. This is another decision that you make if you want to side with Vizzy or Blonde Blazer. I chose Blonde Blazer in this situation because Vizzy wanted to just kind of go in and Blonde Blazer wanted to make a plan. I agreed with the plan. You can also choose to stay neutral. However, I felt the plan was important, and I think this all leads up into the theories of everything happening. It doesn't really seem to matter what you pick. Chase gets drunk, argues with Infizigal. She punches him, runs off, and he comes back and apologizes to you for the way he acted. And you're there, and you find out, because they brought your work computer there for whatever fucking reason, that Infizigal went to the docks to find his thing. You got her through. Shroud attacks her. And this is the part that gets emotional, is that Chase, if you remember, I think I mentioned how his superpowers work. He has super speed, but ages him rapidly, and he basically only has one use left before it kills him. He's playing with your dog while you're talking to Infizigal, and he's sitting there listening, though, and he realizes that Shroud got the upper hand and is going to kill her. Or at least he leaves her to die. Like, he got what he wanted, and he left her there in some kind of gas. I can only imagine it's poison. She has asthma from her powers, and that gas will probably kill her. He places the dog on your lap while you're not looking away, and fucking says, keep up. And he uses his powers to go save her. And then he collapses at the end after saving her. And he could be dead. I hope he's not dead. I hope you at least get like a final moment with him. I fully expect to cry at the opening of episode 7. It's so well done. I think it's emotional. I watched Moist Critical play afterwards, and he's like, yeah, he's not dead. There's no way he's dead. And Moist Critical, Charlie claims he doesn't know what's happening, but I feel like he has to have an idea that, or he's just fucking heartless, or he just honestly doesn't think, because he kept repeating, it was a short run, it should not use up the rest of his life force. But the dude collapsed, and fuck, dude, it was rough. It was so rough to go through. I shed some tears. I think Chase is really fucking cool. And what he did it for was to save the girl that he fucking hates. He's coming around to her because of what you said. And it's just so impactful. These episodes were so fucking impactful. And I'm so fucking excited for episodes 7 and 8. Like I said, I think this game is worth all fucking $30. I think the fucking deluxe edition is worth. And the reason I think the deluxe edition is worth is because it will help you theorycraft into these final two episodes. So let's get into some theories real quick that I've seen, I've come up with, and I've kind of agreed with these ones. The first one is that I think is totally possible and something I've been kind of thinking and kind of solidified whenever I looked into it more, is that Shroud, the big bad, is probably your father, although the game says that Shroud killed your father. I think it's more of your father as a superhero went and killed Shroud and then took over his persona because he just kind of thought he was bad from killing him. I think there's a lot of hints leading up to this, and I think that's something where you're going to have to make the choice of, do you want to kill your father or not? And I just think that would be a good superhero arc. Another theory that I saw was that Infizigal is Shroud's daughter. And I can also kind of see that because Shroud knew exactly what to do in that fight. Now, it's also possible that he's just a fucking evil mastermind and that he just kind of knows. She used to be a villain. She potentially used to work for him. So it's either that Infizigal is Shroud's daughter or Infizigal used to work for Shroud. I think there's some way those two are connected. And I think it just makes a lot of fucking sense. And a lot of people are saying that maybe Infizigal planted the bomb on you in episode 1 that blew up your suit, and she kind of reformed because she feels guilt for it, and she was supposed to be like a mole on the inside whenever she turned herself in, but she got to meet you, fell in love with you, and now she's completely reformed and feels bad. So I don't know. I don't know if any of this makes sense from just my episodes talking about them, but at least makes sense to me. The last one is about who tipped them off, because all the villains were there, and it's like they were tipped off to the Astro Pulse being there, and they all won it. So, it's gotta be from your team, right? This is the only theory that I don't... There are things that are pushing me away from it, but I feel like it would be completely plausible. Your team is made up of a bunch of villains. turning into good guys. So it makes sense that there is a mole in there working for the bad guys still. However, what makes more sense, kind of, and the only thing pushing me away from this I'll get into, what makes more sense is the one that you don't expect, which would be Blonde Blazer. Now, without looking at all the choices, without going back and looking at everything like I did, I don't think it would lead to that, because I haven't seen too much. But whenever... I mean, actually, it should lead to that for me, but I went back and watched everything, and I even said it out loud before I watched the theory. I was like, Blonde Blazer has to be the fucking mole. Like, it makes a lot of sense. It's who I wouldn't expect. And maybe that's me overthinking it. Maybe I'm just thinking, I don't expect this, so it has to be this. I don't know if that makes sense to explain or not. However, I feel like she might be the actual bad guy on the inside, which makes you feel kind of good for picking Invisigal, but the game also pushes you towards Invisigal. So it could be Invisigal because you got attached to her. For me, though, like I said, I'm still trying to go with Blonde Blazer. I just went to the movie with Invisigal as friends, which I've stated in the game, I've stated on this podcast. Blonde Blazer, though, just seems to make a lot of sense because she is who you would least expect it to be. And the only thing pushing me away from that is it's such a fucking long game. Now, I haven't read the comics, so I don't know if she was in the comics beforehand. I don't know her fucking origin story. I just know in episode 1, she said she has to be a lot more drunk to tell you her origin story. Which, maybe she was a villain, and that's why she's so keen on the villain program. But she is a well-known hero and has been a well-known hero for a long time. So it would feel like it's a bit too much of a long game for it in a short 8 episodes. I hope that maybe, because they haven't declared season 2 yet, and it's not confirmed, there may not be a season 2. Maybe they do somehow get this all wrapped up. I hope that maybe they have done just such a good fucking job keeping their fucking mouth shut, which is hard for people to do these days. Very often, the next season of a TV show is announced before the current season that they are working on is even out, so you know that season is not going to be the end. We don't know this yet. I think a lot of TV shows and games should keep their fucking mouth shut until you play it through, and then maybe tomorrow, or next week, we'll say next week, we'll give everybody a week to play it. Maybe after a week or so, after everybody gets a chance to play it, after we see the ending, they're like, yeah, we're going to do a season 2. Because I don't think you can wrap this all up in 2 episodes. I think that we have to get more. There's no fucking way to wrap this all up in 2 episodes. Not with how long they have been. And like I said, 8 episodes is not enough to get through an entire plot line, where 20-something episodes is too long. I think there needs to be a season 2, and season 2 has the potential to wrap it up or continue the story. That's just my thoughts on it. This game's been excellent. I'm sorry I've been all over the place. I just kind of woke up and said I need to get this fucking put out and together. And my brain doesn't know how to comprehend all the emotions that went through during episodes 5 and 6. So I probably have just word vomited all over you guys. This game's just so fucking great. Just go play it and then you'll understand why I'm having such difficulties just portraying everything that has happened without giving away too much. I've said a lot of the fucking story. I mean, and if you're this far, you got into the spoiler territory. That's on you. I gave warnings. I counted down. But yeah, this game just needs played. And it sold 1 million copies. It's done well. A season 2 would make sense. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. Thank you for trying to comprehend what I've been trying to say. You're awesome. Stay awesome. Follow me on the social medias, at Shrek Attack, has an Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, at The Real B Shrek, SCHREC, if you want to follow me personally, not an ogre, and hit the fucking music. You're in the royalty.